Today on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, if you are a music podcaster, I have a great new tool for you that's going to have music coming your way. We examine a reason why you should have a newsletter. We're going to talk about some podcast equipment recommendations, and we've got a last five in five.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since April 4th, 2005. Somebody asked me that this week. That's why I know that. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to content gathering. That's a new thing now at the School of Podcasts. We have a whole section on content gathering. Everything you need to start a podcast you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you really so much for tuning in. I know you're busy. I would love to have you join the conversation. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can use the voicemail button way over on the far right-hand side, or just call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or leave a comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And we are going to get... If you're a music podcaster, I've got a great resource coming up for you right after this.
Hey, Dave, this is Rob Higdon with the Photo Tripper Podcast. I just wanted to take a minute and give you a call and say thank you for everything you've done at the School of Podcasting. The things that I've learned from your site have been invaluable as far as getting this podcast up and running. Everything from how to get the RSS feed working correctly, how to set up the website, problems with equipment, recommendations that you give in regards to equipment, information regarding how to promote the podcast, and just other tips and tricks that I found at the School of Podcasting have made my podcast successful. Over the last 3 months, with 10 episodes produced, we've just hit over 1,000 downloads, and in a large part, I have you to thank, Dave. And so, again, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. And when you get a chance, check out the Photo Tripper podcast at www.phototripper.net.
Thank you, Rob. And again, check him out at phototripper.net. First up today, I've got a tool. If you are doing a show that spotlights music, this is for you. If it's not, feel free to fast forward. And I'm going to play some music at the end of this so you'll know when to quit hitting the fast forward button. But if you are a music podcaster, there's this new service. I don't know how new it is. It's called Music X-Ray. And if you go out to musicxray.com, you can sign up as a music professional, and then you can open what's called a Dropbox. Now, this is all free. You open a Dropbox, and this is really meant for kind of music professionals, people like maybe label people or a studio person, or a manager, or those type of things. And you are a person that can spotlight music. But I say this because you can have Dropbox with different amounts of interactivity. Because some musicians want critiqued. And it's like, no, you don't want to get in the business. Maybe you don't want in the business of critiquing music. You just want people to send you music. And that's what this is for. And what's really cool is, let's say most of your music that you play sounds like, I don't know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What you can do is upload a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, maybe your favorite one, and it will then basically look at that sound wave and identify other bands that match that kind of sound wave. There's also just good old-fashioned search and things like that, but you'll be listed as an opportunity, and musicians can come there and submit their music. Now, you can also actually charge if you want, just like they do in some places where musicians play. If you want kind of a cover charge, like, hey, you got to pay me a buck to even, list it here, you can do that. I would see that doing for free, though, especially if it's going to help scale down people that, are sending in folk music to the, death metal band, saying, hey, I think we'd be a good fit for your podcast because they never listen to it. Now, when I spoke with them, they did say, it's not kind of being approved as a music professional is kind of, it goes through a process. So they're not going to just take anybody, but if you're a music podcaster and you can say, hey, I've got X amount of listeners, they might go ahead because they're looking for people, for their musicians to be exposed to an audience. And so I say this because this week, oh, Scott. Oh, great Scott. Oh, what's Scott Johnson. There we go. He is the computer tutor getting ready to launch his own podcast. I believe his website is, let me find, here it is, computertutorflorida.com. And he found some music on musicalley.com, formerly known as the PodSafe Music Network. And I guess you could say the problem with the PodSafe Music Network is you have to mention not so much the band, which I always thought as a musician was kind of a rip, but you have to mention that the music came from Music Alley. And you have to say that on every episode. So like there's a podcast called Marketing Over Coffee, which I really like with Christopher Penn and John Wall. And at the end of it, they say, you know, the theme song is called Melody by Funkmasters, and you can find it at Mevio or Music Alley by Mevio. And they say that at the end of every, it's just automatically recorded, so they don't have to worry about it. Well, Scott was like, I'm not really crazy about that. So what Scott did is he went out, found some cool music at Music Alley, and then just contacted the musician directly and said, hey, can I use your podcast in my, can I have permission from you to use your music as my theme music? So there you go. Problem solved. So, and this is where, again, musicians are submitting your music to you. And so the great thing about it is when I was playing with it is you can actually search for music and then there's a button right there that says contact the musician. So it's a great tool, again, if you are using or producing a music podcast. And what's great about that, here's the thing that I'm going to kind of go off this topic for a second since we're talking music podcasting here. The thing that radio doesn't get right now, radio does not, they don't get it. They've gone the direct opposite, the way they're automating everything, right? I don't know about you, but when I listen to the podcast, when the song's over, some very pleasant female voice comes on and goes, you know, casting crowns, who am I, right? And you're like, okay, great. But you can tell then that nobody's watching the store. It's the radio station is on automatic pilot. And so, and consequently, they're playing caca poo poo music, right? That's why I know if you listen to the radio lately and it's literally like, you know, 24% commercials. So what podcasters can do is what radio should be doing. Radio became great because you had personalities like Wolfman Jack and all these other people, and they played the music that they wanted to play. At least it appeared that way. You know, Alan Freed had rock and roll and all this other stuff, right? And if it was me, it would be great to spotlight local artists because local artists cannot get on radio because it's all owned by Clear Channel. So if you want to stand out and be like radio and play music, number one, it's not that, now there is some really bad indie music. If you go to Music Alley, the good news is there's a ton of music that you can use in your podcast. The bad news is there's no rating system on that. There is, but it's yeah, okay. So you're going to have to sift through a lot of hay to find that needle. And so it's not that there's no music that's independent that you can play. You don't have to worry about being sued by a record label. That's good. There's a ton of it that's good. It's just a matter of finding it. And so this tool may find it. And if you can give any kind of background story on the band, all this stuff just doesn't happen on the radio. And for me, I would like that. Give the, because it gives your a radio show a little personality, as long as you don't go too far, because a music show still is about the music, right? But that would be my advice for somebody doing a music podcast. And this next tip comes from my new chat buddy, David Snipes. David, I'm sorry. I actually looked through our chat. I can't find what your website is. But I've been using this chat thing that my, if a lot of times I'm online during the day and if I can do it, if I'm not recording something, if I'm something where I can kind of multitask, I will fire up this chat system. And I've had people ask me, hey, I'd like to use that on my podcast. And if you're looking for it, they do have an affiliate program. So if you could follow this link, it's schoolofpodcasting.com/Zopim or Zopim, Z-O-P-I-M. So schoolofpodcasting.com/Zopim. If you use that link, I will get kind of a finder's fee, and I deeply appreciate that. But David stopped by the one day, and we were chatting away, as he was in McDonald's waiting for his podcasting co-host to show up. And he was talking about, do I have a newsletter? And I said, as a matter of fact, I do. And it turns out my front page is a little creepy. And what I mean by that is you just add one more thing and then one more thing and then one more thing. And you kind of lose things on the front page. And my newsletter signup had gone down the page to where you kind of lost it in the sidebar. And he said, I really think, because his problem is he listens to podcasts at work on his BlackBerry, if I remember. And he listens to them a lot of the work and a lot of times in the car. And the good news about podcasts is you can listen to them in the car. You can listen to them on the treadmill. You can listen to them while you're walking the dog. While you can't read a blog while you're walking the dog, unless, of course, it's on your phone and have fun with that, you can listen to it. But what if I mentioned something like schoolofpodcasting.com/Zopim, right? Well, you got to remember that till you get back to the computer. And he said to for Dave, he's like, can I sign up for like a newsletter and maybe have you send me your show notes? And I said, Dave, that's a phenomenal idea. And you can actually, if you go to the School of Podcasting and sign up for my newsletter, I'll make it very obvious where to sign that up as. And what I have it set up to do, now I'm using AWeber. And with AWeber, you can take your RSS feed from your website and put it into AWeber. And every time you put out a blog post, it turns it into an email. Now, it doesn't blast it automatically if you don't want it to. So let's say you post things multiple times during the week. You can say, look, only deliver this on Monday. And it'll take everything you've done since last Monday, work it into one newsletter, and send it right along. So I've seen people do this where they'll just have it come out on Saturday and say, here's what you might have missed this week at the blah, 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 .com. And so, David, thank you so much for the... I said, you know, that's not a bad idea because there are those people that do want the show notes, but we're all busy. We're all running around like chickens with a head cut off. And you go from one podcast to the next and you think to yourself, yeah, I need to go back and check that out. But then you listen to another six podcasts and you're like, what was that again? I don't, which was it? Was it podcast A or podcast B or which one? And so that's not a bad idea. And so you can use feedburner.com. People are asking me, do you use Feedburner anymore? No. When I set up podcasts now, I use PowerPress completely. That's it. I use them for my iTunes stuff because that's the only thing I was using Feedburner for in the first place. But I would use Feedburner if you're looking for that free option to convert your posts to email. Now, they're going to send them out automatically. I believe it comes out immediately or at least the next day. You can't do kind of the batch sending that AWeber does, but AWeber is about $20 a month. And, but it is interesting, and the great thing about that, especially if you're trying to monetize your podcast, it puts those links, you know, one click away from your audience. So Dave, thanks for the idea. Never thought of that. I always thought newsletters were for bonus content, things like that. And Dave said, hey, I would appreciate that. So go over and sign up at the newsletter. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com. And speaking of listening to podcast after podcast after podcast, we have a last five and five from Alan from the Dog and Deuce Show. This is recorded at Blog World. Take it away, Alan.
I'm here with Alan from
the Dog and Deuce Show.
Thank you very much.
And Studio B Productions.
All right. And you can find that at?
Record@studioB.com.
All right. And tell us a little bit about your podcast.
It's a sports show. I've been doing it for about a year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
Okay. All sports? One sport?
It's all sports. It's mainly, I'm in Salt Lake City. Okay. So it's mainly Salt Lake City based, but okay. We do a lot of national stuff too.
Cool.
But I'm starting with the Studio B, I'm starting to actually bring people into the studio and have them record shows.
Oh, there you go.
And then I'll put it up, get it on iTunes, all that stuff, so they don't have to deal with all that stuff.
There you go.
And nice. I got to say, I learned to do that from Dave Jackson in the School of Podcasting and Ray Ortega in the Podcaster Studio.
That's right.
And the Audacity Podcast and Podcast Answer. Man, you guys are, like, seriously, mm-hmm. I owe a lot to you guys.
Well, thank
you. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate that. Now, do you know what the question I'm going to ask you?
Uh-uh.
What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
Oh, No Agenda.
Ah, there you go.
In the morning,
my friend.
In the morning. I'll tell you right now.
as he's going to cheat. Look on his phone. That's acceptable.
Yeah, I got you.
There's no points off for that.
Is this the last 5 and 5?
Yeah.
I know one is a school podcasting. I was listening on the way over here.
That one doesn't count.
It doesn't?
Oh, okay. Oh, we can. All right.
Well, I know it's the podcaster studio, too.
All right, there's three.
Thank you.
If this thing will ever load. My Android's got way too much stuff on it. So definitely no agenda. Podcasters Emporium.
There you go.
Nice.
James and
Dave.
Yeah,
we're actually on their network. So.
Oh, cool.
And Cougar Center, which is a BYU podcast.
All right.
We're Alive. So what is that for?
It's a story, yeah.
Yeah, that thing is awesome, man. Okay. I'm hooked to that. And Pseudopod, which is it's horror short stories.
Cool.
So.
Awesome.
I think that's 5. I may have gone over, though.
That's all right. Bonus points.
Yeah.
And your website, again, is?
It's doganddeuce.com. That's DogAndDeuce. Or record@studioB.com.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Last up, this also comes from the chat window. Met Joe Jennings, who is launching not one but two podcasts. And I have no idea how to pronounce these. One is Statubrevia, StatubrevIA.com. The other one is Garuda Legal, GarudaLegal, Garuda Legal and Statubrevia podcasts. And he said, Dave, I listen all the time. I said, oh, cool. Do you have a website? Yep, cool. You got hosting? Yep. He used the old SOP free. Got a free month over at Libsyn. I believe. I know he's using Libsyn. He's using Thesis. And he said, you know, I wanted to use these services that you recommended, and I wanted to use any kind of affiliate links that you might have. And you ought to have a page where people can say, here's what Dave uses, and here's what I recommend. And if there's an affiliate link, you could do that. And I went, you know, I kind of have that, but haven't added it all together. So if you're looking for my recommendations on podcast equipment and now what themes I use and things of that nature, you can find it all at schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. And anything on that page will be, anything that can be an affiliate link will be an affiliate link. So that's a way to support the show. And then the other way is I just have a website, supportthisshow.com. There's actually not much on there besides a big donate button, but that's another way if you would like to support the show. Speaking of that, the last episode I talked about tip5.org, and somebody did tip me $5 by texting podcast or whatever that number was. And so I appreciate that. That's the only thing. I mean, I appreciate that because I get whatever it is, $4 at the end of the month, unless somebody else tips me. The thing, I guess, that I kind of, when somebody tips you via PayPal directly and not through tip5.org, you kind of see who it is and you can thank them. Hey, thank you so much for your generous donation. With this system, you have no idea. So I kind of like it. Yeah, it makes it easy. And so far, we haven't got a lot of response on the poll out at the website. I asked, do you think logging into PayPal on your phone is too much of a hassle or where it's going to hinder people from trying to use this service? And so far, I think we had all one person and they said, no, they don't have any problems logging in to their PayPal account on their phone. So if you want to check that out, you can go out to the website and you'll see the poll there in last week's episode. Lastly, want to mention that I am doing a test with transcribeme.com. I have said all the while that one of the ways you can get more traffic to your website is to have your podcast transcribed. So I should be talking faster today because they charge by the minute. It's $1 a minute. So as I look at this right now, I'm looking at about 17 minutes or $17 to have this transcribed. And so for a month, I'm going to have my podcast transcribed and I'm going to use the full transcription for my show notes, or at least a big chunk of it, and see what kind of traffic boost I get after a month. I'm not going to try to do a whole lot else because I don't want to, you know, get a bunch of traffic because I did something different, although that might be a problem because I am going to be flipping a switch soon on the new version of the School of Podcasting. But nonetheless, I'm going to be testing out this service and I will let you know how it goes. And if you're interested in this, you can find it over at transcribeme.com. You can also find them in our link section if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/new resources, and that is going to do it for this episode. I hope you got something out of this. Again, if you're a music podcaster, check out musicxray.com. If you're looking for a way to get your website in front of your podcast listeners, sign up for a newsletter service like AWeber, or if you want FeedBurner, and have your show notes delivered to them via email. And then last but not least, if you're looking for my recommendations on podcast equipment, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. If you're looking for more, you know, listeners to your podcast, check out podcastclicks.com. That is my free podcast promotion banner exchange system. And we've had a few new people sign up for that. And so that's starting to grow again. Again, that's Podcast Clicks. And if you are looking to start a podcast, we have it all. We've got courses on planning your podcast, answering all those questions that you need to answer before you press record. We've got a section now on content gathering, on recording your podcast, on publishing your podcast, on getting it into iTunes, monetizing your podcast, growing your audience, everything you need, along with the resources, along with little old me, so that when you say, well, what should I do now? Then I can say, well, here's what I've seen. I've seen this, and I've seen that. I've been doing this forever, and this is what I've seen work. It's all there. schoolofpodcasting.com. So thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the summer, because before you know it, the snow is going to be flying. That's sad, but it's true. And podcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And until next week, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside. God bless.